been shocking, really, the way that the hotel prices in Dublin have shot through the roof for the dates of the Oasis gigs in Croke Park. And it is clearly price gouging by the hotel owners. And while it may be only hotels in Dublin, I mean, it is shocking that they feel that they have a right to do this and that they do this. And now, sadly, what happens is, well, that people pay the prices that have been forced on them to buy them, and that's what encourages them to continue doing this. People from Donegal and that, they will have the worst, because they'll have to travel long distances through the night and as well to attend the concerts, which has safety risks as well, but also will affect their enjoyment of the actual concerts too. And I think it's totally unnecessary. And I think that the hotels really have to take a long look at themselves and look at the way that they're actually attacking the people that are their bread and butter and screwing them for these prices.
You've said that they think that they have the right to do this. Do they not, though, technically have the right to do it? And if the government does step in, you're accusing them of inaction. What can they do?
Well, the government can remove the right for them to do it and can make this kind of scourging illegal. And I would imagine that the government has the powers, if they wanted to take those powers, to actually stop this kind of price gouging. But this government won't do that. Anyway, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will not do that. And they'll kowtow to the hotel lobby to ensure that they can continue to do this. And people will see that this is something that's going to happen all the time, where a concert is announced and all of a sudden the prices go through the roof. And even though some people having their bookings cancelled because of the upcoming concerts as well, so that the hotels can get increased prices again as well too. And that's just wrong. And the government needs to actually step in and make that plain that it's wrong, and the government is going to take action to stop it happening. Because unfortunately, some people will have no choice but to actually go and take the prices that are being forced on them, because that's what they'd have to do. And the government needs to be standing up for people and making sure that this doesn't happen in the future.